We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Kufta Zayin Amabez, and we are starting a brand new parak, the last parak in Maseches Bamatzia, parak Habayis V'Aliyah. Zok the Mishnah, Habayis V'Aliyah Shel Shnayim. We have here two shutvim. They own a house together. Rashi says the case was there were two brothers that were Yerish, the house from the father, and one took the top floor, and the one took the second floor, the first floor. So they have there are shutvis in this house. Shenoflu that fell down, the whole house collapsed. Shneim cholkim be'itzim uva'avonim v'ofer. They both split the wood, the stones, and the sand that from this house. And Rashi says, you don't make it even split. You figure out the size of the fourth floors. If the second floor had a higher ceiling than the first floor, obviously he'll get more. Rashi says, akol ufi agoiva she'echru goiva mechaveroi v'avonim v'avram ruvo shechaveroi cholkim. You don't know which one's what. So the halach is that you cholk ba'itzim avonim v'ofer. V'royin elu avonim asuyes l'shtaber im hoya echod nem. V'royin elu avonim asuyes l'shtaber. And you look and you see, obviously the whole stones that are not broken are more valuable than the stones that are broken. So what do? You figure out which stones broke and figure out whose house it came from. Like Rashi explains, if the way the thing collapsed was like a stick, it collapsed this way, it fell down towards the neighbor's property, so then you know what broke was the top stones because they had a bigger fall. Mashainkin, if it collapsed straight down, so then the bottom stones will get crushed faster than the top stones because that was the one that collapsed, the foundation is the one that collapsed and that made it down. So it means you evaluate, so you're splitting it. But now, how do you know who gets the whole stones, who gets the broken stones? You evaluate, you look at it, you take an engineer, you see how it broke, and then you can figure out who owns what and whose stones are whole, belong to who. But Royin Elu Avonim Hasuyas Hashtaber. If someone is recognized, someone as Avonim, he recognizes them as Avonim. I'm thinking like the case would be is, let's say the guy has pictures on his wall. He sees some stones with the pictures still hanging on the walls. So that's his. Neutlon, but Oilz ben Chesvin, take it off the Chesvin. Now what's the Chesvin? What does the other guy take? Shleimah is connected that, or Chesvur is connected that? Or maybe both. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about that. What's the Chesvin of the other person? Adkan the Mishnah. It's not the Gemara. Medektoni Royin. It says in the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, says Royin Elu Avonim Asuyas Hashtaber. It means there is a way for an engineer to chap how it fell. We tell you Royin Mechlal Dikel Mekim Lawi Bechabasa Nafal. If it fell Bechabasa, that means straight down. Bechabata Nafal, that means like a stick, it falls down into the neighbor. So if that's the case, if you could tell, so why the Reisha Yecholkin? Why don't you bring down the engineer and then you figure out this is his, this is mine, and then I take what's mine, what's yours? You don't have to have cholkin. Cholkin sounds like it's a suffix, and what you do is you split it. Check it out how it fell. Yoch reisha my cholkin nechzi ibechabot enofol. If it fell bechabot, then all yosa aspar. The top floor broke. The top floor is one that has the broken stones. Ibechabot enofol to yosa aspar. The bottom floor broke. So my answer is no. Avadi, there's ways to have an engineer, but the Reish don't want a case. Like Tzricha, the Nofo Belaila fell at night. You couldn't see how it fell. Afraid the Gemara of Lachzinu with Tzafra. Go in the morning and check it out to see how it fell. Bring the engineer in the morning. The Paninu, it was already cleaned up by the morning. Why don't we ask the people who cleaned up how it fell? The Paninu of Shirab, Vazla Alma, the people of Shirab saw a collapsed building, they all helped out and they left. And you can't. They took also and they piled it into the property. They piled into one of the properties. It could be someone was in there. They thought someone was in there. They went there. They cleaned the whole place out. They have no idea how it fell anymore. It's all a big pile of stones now. So Freyta Gemara, interesting kasha now. V'lechzi b'rishus d'man yasvi v'avidich matzor oraya. The Gemara is assuming here, let's say, even when you have a bias aliyah, so let's say the one of them owns the front yard, one of them owns the backyard. So why don't we see whose property it is in, and he'll be the muchzik, and the other guy will be the raya. Now this is a very interesting case of muchzik, who just said, who cleaned it up? B'nai Shurabim. And Punk landed up in his field, and that was right. Look, Dr. Tosi Sarosh, I'm reading Tosi Sarosh. He has his cash, it's bothered by him. Avagav de paninu b'nei shurabim. V'lo yichosh shushu b'rishus miyashlichum. They just do it any way they wanted. If ain't a chocho, it's not a raya. Mashem b'rishus yoyisiv b'goyd v'shem l'chazaka. We just mentioned that. Mashem b'shayu, I'll go by itself. But dvar masuyim l'hashu l'haske also, it's not a chazaka. Zok de toysi sarosh, mekomoko, imoyo loy rishusoy, She'en lohoitzi amar mechazkasai. It's still something. It's still something. If it's a big chiddush in this Gemara, if it's your ashus, you're still a muchzik, even though it makes no sense in svar. Zok the Gemara, v'lech shuzman yosvi, v'havi d'chomad v'raya, the Gemara, l'tzvicha, the yosvi b'chas t'vayu. They put it into the shutafes, in the chatzah that both of them own. Inami, another, v'shurabim, another pshat is they put it in v'shurabim, they didn't put it in anyone's property. It lined up the pile under v'shurabim. And a third pshat is, what you say, v'shutvim chiyagav l'kap dedodi. Shutvim, even if they both have, I have one half, you have the other half, we're not makfra each other, we're living together so long, we're not makfra, it's not called a muchzik at all. That's the last pshat. In any case, the Rebbe on Chalkin is Rav Muchzik, and we didn't see how it fell, therefore Chalkin. Then it says, one of them is Makir, his stones, he gets it. Now, what's the other guy tining? What's the other fellow tining? Either come in, if he says yes, I agree, it's yours, yeah. Then Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Of course, he makes his money, takes his stones. But if he didn't say in, Loma Noitel, why does he take the stones? L'chaira, If he didn't say in, why is he taking the stones? Ella, because it should be barri. It's like it's barri barri. So what's happened? So if I'm saying it's mine, you're saying I say it's mine. You say it's yours. Why should you get it? Ella domle in idea. He said I don't know. Warren Bros said I don't know. Warren Bros said I know. He said I don't know. So it's barri v'shema barri odif. Lema the avatufta derav Nachman the itma we learned a machloik is a barri v'shema. I go over to Reuven and said, you owe me $100. I'm an Eidah. I don't know. Rav Huna of Rahudam al Chai, because I'm a Bar and you're a Shema. Rav Nachman of Yechna, I'm a Potter. You're Potter. Why a Potter? Because he holds that Bar of Hashem, Allah, Bar Yodav. Why not? So we know from learning the Sugis already in Perak Ashal and other places, because he's the Muchzik, right? Because the guy, Reuven, is a Muchzik. I go to Reuven and say, you owe me money. He says, I don't know. So the reason why I can't be Maitzi, because he's the Muchzik. So therefore, it's not, he bets me, holds Bari, other bets him, but when again, I can have a mukhsa. That's the machlekes. So we're saying over here, it sounds like, not like Rav Nachman. What's the obvious question? The obvious question is, over here, remember what the case is. They're saying, I'm saying it's my stones, you're saying you don't know. So we're saying that the guy who says, my stones wins. And we're saying it's a kasher Rav Nachman. Why is it a kasher Rav Nachman? Here, the other guy's not a mukhsik. Here, it's in a shirabim, or it's in it's in a chacha shutvis. Why is that guy a mukhsik? So if like Tysus, Mamas Apella. Tosis says, Lema they have a tufta der of Nachman. Zok Tosis, the third Tosis on the page. It's really the second. Doma potem. Va'av v'gav tarim of Nachman. Shem the uki monem b'cheses marei. V'alcho uki monem b'cheses shirabim. Oy b'chot shen eshtem. Shen echem uchsu yez b'chavei roi. And for Tosis, mekomokoyim v'hochi choshev muchzik. She'onu yoidim she'chatzi shaloi. If you know for sure he owns half, he's called a muchzik. Kach par chashapet. Tosis needs a lot of work. And you have to understand, but this is the very important question. That's Tosfos Teretz, somehow this other guy's a muchzik, since we know for sure he owns half. So the kash is, why over here is Bari better? It's a kash of Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, by the way, as well. Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan was a part of it, it's a kash on both of them. And for the Gemara, Kedom Rav Nachman, Esik of Shuva B'neim. In a different place, Rav Nachman answers, the case was, there was an Esik Shuva. How can I get Esik Shuva B'neim? What does that mean? Kedom Esik Shuva. Kedarava. Dom Rava Mon Libi Yodcha Lama Enil Chaviyadi Lama Chamishim Vashar Nidei the rest I don't know Matoch Shein Rishov Mashalim. It's a case of Moidem Miksas. Here, one of the owners say those 10 stones are mine, and the guy says, "Yeah, 8 of them are yours, but two I don't know." So it's a Moidem Miksas. So Moidem Miksas, the halach is you have to make a shvua and Matoch Sheinu Yochel Rishov Mashalim. You have to know if this is a sugya of Halach. We're not going to get into that right now. But in any case, it's a case of Moida Miksas. Therefore, it's Esik Shua. And Matoich She'ein Yochel Lishava Mishalim. So the Kasha was, again, what was the Kasha? Why is here Bari winning? Nachman's hold Bari wins against the Shema. Teretz is, here there was a Shua. And Matoich She'ein Yochel Mishalim. And we spoke at a Kasha. L'chara, even Rav Nachman agrees to Bari Shema. Makav is no Muchzik. Somewhere here, the Shema is considered a Muchzik. Somewhere here, Shema is considered a Muchzik. All those Loiman Achazman. Good? What's the problem? Lav Bar Yadav, yeah. But when? Let's say I go over to you. I said, you owe me $100. You say, I don't know. So you win. Why do you win? Because you're a muxik, you're money, and I'm a Jabari. What's my right? You're a Shema. You're not sure. Yeah, you're not saying yes. I'm agreeing. So you're always like, can't be Maitzu Muxu Bar Hashem. That's what I'm not going to know. The cash over here, also, if I say my stones are mine, you say, I don't know. So the cash is, why am I winning? L'chair, it's Bar Hashem. So I had to talk to you, so he says, there's a kasha, and there's a chara to hear, you're not a muxik on the stones. So what's going on? That's the kasha. It's a good question. Hashem's not a muxik, exactly. So what's the dindin? This is Tosfos kasha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the article has different tariffs, besides for the Tosfos, let me know what it has. It doesn't mean that any tariffs. But Akaponim, Tosfos talks about it, and Tosfos says, this tariff is that since you know for sure half is yours, you call the Mokhsin. Yeah. Oilos loy menachesmen. Uh-huh. No, the teretz is that the case was for sure that you, by Yud Hashem, you were made this 8 stones of mine, and the other two I don't know. Once you're made the
8 stones,
I take the 8 stones, but the other two I make a swear on it. Of course, I take the 8 stones. Yeah, you're made that. Yeah, the other two is a shua. It's made the mixas. Huh? Huh?
I'm not
made
to you take.
No, but made the mixas. Chayv a shua. It's the biggest show we had that if you can't swear, you pay. If you can't swear on something, you pay. You're made the mixas, you pay. You made the mix all apart. You have any idea? You have a shvur, and you can't make a shvur. You have any idea? Metoich she'ein yecholoshav v'mashalim. So therefore, you pay no matter what. You have to pay no matter what. But other stone in a cheshbon. It says that when I recognize my stones, I get my stones, like we said, the Baruch Hashem, whatever the case is, and it goes min a cheshbon. Which cheshbon? Shava rava lemeimar lefi cheshbon shvuris. With us, lefi cheshbon shvuris. That you get the other guy takes kenega this shvuris. It's a bigger reisa. That means I take shleimim and you take shvuris connected that, which is a pella. Because you don't know, so you get shvuris. If I care at me, if I recognize some of the stones, I take those. With the hani yoda, tvei yoda. Since I only know these, not the other ones. Su leslay, I probably have nothing else. And the idach kula dehechnim, the other ones are all his. Plus, Eppes is saying he gets the shuras.
Why isn't this right how the house fell?
Huh?
Why isn't that?
We're talking about a case. We're talking about, we don't know how the right house fell. We don't know how.
Obviously, if the shleimus are mine,
right?
It means if
they're all in a pile. No, they're all in a pile. No, so you don't know. Yeah, maybe there's some shleimus. Although I know, yeah, I hear what he's saying. There's always some shleimus. The possible some shleimus were there. Not everything breaks. Not everything breaks, huh?
The way the house fell always right.
No, if it's still in the same exact way it is, then an engineer can tell you exactly which one's what. But here, the thing is not, it's cleaned off. It's a pile somewhere. Hello, Abaya, fi cheshbon shleimos. The other guy gets taka shleimos. Yochi, Mike, Mahanilis. So what's the whole big fight over here? The bar of Shemal, who cares? He's both getting shleimos. What's the big deal? My answer is, Lamalbun Arafcha. Sometimes the shleimim is a wider stone. And this is, I'm saying this is mine, so I get the wider stone. Inam bitina de mavda, it's made out of better cement. Some stones are better quality stones than other stones, and therefore I'm gaining from that. But Be'etzem Taka, I'm not gaining that much, because they're both getting shleimus, but you're gaining the width, and you're gaining also the quality of the stone. Zok the new Mishnah. Bayis Valiyo, which Rashi says, is talking about a soicher. Habayis Valiyo, which means I live downstairs and I rent out the upstairs, the opposite of Lakewood. We rent out the upstairs and I live downstairs. Habayis Valiyo, and the loch is Niftecha Ha'aliyo. What happened was that the floor opened up. Ve'ein Ba'abayis Rizal Sakin. And the guy in the Ba'abayis says, my house is fine. I'm not taking care of your house. So loch is, Ribalaliyo, Yerid, Vidar Lamata. The upstairs guy comes, he moves, takes his stuff, he moves downstairs into your house. Achi Sakos Aliyah, until you fix up the Aliyah. For some reason, Rabbi holds that the upstairs guy does have to pay for something. The tachtoin gives the tikra, which is the beams. That's the thing that holds up the floor. And the maziva is the cement. That's the floor. And the guy in the bottom, the guy on top, has to pay for the floor. The bottom guy supplies the actual beams, the actual support for the floor. And the top guy will put the tiles on, like when he gave us that they put the tiles and or the hardwood, the flooring, the carpet, that the upstairs guy will do. We have to see the Gemara that discusses that shita. But like upon him, and our Mishnah says, the beginning of our Mishnah says that the niftecha aliyah hikataina knew, give me back my floor or I'm moving downstairs. Zog to Gemara niftecha bekama, what share does he have that he could already move downstairs? Rav Amabruba, if roiv of the floor is not usable, there's a hole in it, he can move his stuff downstairs until you fix it. V'shmul Amar ba'arba, even if it's already 4 tfachim already you can move, you already can move downstairs. You already can move downstairs. Ramor explains. Rav Amabruba al ba'arba loy, omdar chesam al chesam ayla. If it only went up 4 tfachim, so Rav holds, let's say that space was holding your suitcase. So you put the suitcase downstairs, but you have to live upstairs. It's very inconvenient for me. Every time I need my suitcase, I have to go downstairs. Okay, that's a normal thing. A person learns, lives on 2 floors. But v'shmul amar ba'arba, even if you're missing 4 tefachim already, so something's missing in your house, then I have to go downstairs sometimes to get that thing. Therefore, I have a right to go downstairs. So that's my chalukah. When do I have a right to move downstairs? When it's roiv, missing my floor, or even four tefachim? More wants to know, Stam is like, what is the case over here? What was the case here that you have a taina on the guy who can move into his house? What's the case? Idom aliyah zu, if you rented him this aliyah, so Ozda, it's his mazel that didn't work out. I'm responsible to supply you with now a new house. You said aliyah zu, and it didn't work out. Okay. So Ozda, elo da amalei aliyah stam. He told him, Stam, I'm going to rent you aliyah. So lo yilachrita. So to rent him, why should we move the house? Rent him a different property that you have, a different house. So what is the case of our Mishnah where he has a right to actually kick the Baal Bais out and move into his house? He spoke out clearly. So this aliyah that I'm renting to you, when it's up, you go upstairs. If it's not here anymore, you go downstairs. So he told him clearly that if you don't have a floor, you're going to be living downstairs. If that's the case, you made up clearly, so what's the chiddush? You just made up that's the chiddush. That's the way it is. So you just made up. So the Gemara says, what's chiddush? He didn't say klar that I'm giving to you. He said, this aliyah is on top of this bias I'm renting to you. You mishabit the bias to the aliyah. And by speaking that out, you were clearly saying that I am giving you the downstairs if the upstairs gets ruined. Which is a vine, shagabi parsik zed. That's the top of this peach tree. The peach tree was holding up a vine. Vines have to be held up by sticks, like we learned in the Perek HaMakabel. Zmoiros v'konim. What's konim? To hold up the vines. So, dal shagabi parsik zed ani moichaloch, v'neka parsik. And the tree got uprooted. You have to supply him with another peach tree, which means supply him with a stick. You made up, you spoke out, which means when you gave him that, when you rented him that field, you rented him the vineyard with the vines on top of a tree, and you spoke it out, you have to supply him with sticks or a tree to hold up that dollars. Same thing over here. No, anything to hold up a tree. Hold up the vine. So same thing over here, that you have to supply him with a second floor, and if it's not here, then since you spoke it out, it'll be meshuvah. Now I just want to speak out this Tosfos. Either Omle Aliyah Zu enough laws. I said, if you said Aliyah Zu and it got ruined, you say, too bad, you're a mazel. Now do you have to pay rent? So Tosfos. The yitin lay scharoy. Shekvar dar. Shem dar chatzi yitin chatzi. You give half the rent. Whatever you rented, don't say, oh, now they have to find a house. It wasn't worth even the first half because I could have got a different house. No, you pay half the rent. Like we saw in Seiches Chamor, Mesem Chatzidarach, Mesem Chatzidarach, Vesham Parasti, Amai Loyam Rina and Hoch of Vesem Vesham, Gai Mask Barat Per Nafal, Miestom Likachikach. Let's go, why don't we say there's enough money to buy something, but Al-Kapanam, that's the Mekasha. But if anyone's wondering about the rent, so obviously, if it's not here, you don't pay rent, but you do have to pay any rent that till the day you had to move out, you do have to pay for that rent, even though you're left in a very hard place now, in the middle of the month, to find a place, you still have to pay the rent.